no one has seriously looked in to any of the garbage, this smoldering, stinking, steaming pile of garbage that is being shoveled to the Trump Must Die TV network, that would be CNN, to the Trump Must Die newspaper media, that would be the New York Post, Times, and the Washington Post, to the Trump Must Die internet blogosphere, insert site here. So what's going on here? Well, folks, you have a breach of ethics that is shocking in proportion. And it's not funny, and it's not a joke, and it's not just red versus blue, Republican versus Democrat. Oh, no, 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 no. This is American in possession of power versus American. Oh, let me reflect. Wait a minute, back the tape up. This is American in possession of ill-gotten power against American who is opposed and wishes to curtail said ill-begotten power. In other words, forces of darkness inside our vaunted federal Leviathan are defending their trillions. They are defending all that gilded, crane-fed goodness that they think they are entitled to. I got to say one more thing before we go to Debbie. I want to get her on. When Mitter Carpenter and I were on our way from Fredericksburg up to Philadelphia for that leg of our tour on Tuesday, if you thought that the Trump administration was going to bring an end to the $5.5 trillion-headed hydra known as our federal government, then I don't even think the head of Medusa could turn to stone. Think again, bucko. Mitter Carpenter and I stopped counting at 20 high-rise cranes. 20! At 20, I was ready to throw up. I quit. 20 high-rise cranes. Now, this is inside the 10-mile square